Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at motorsports. I'm your host, Mike. We have Mr. Gary Wyatt back with us this Tuesday, along with none other than Mr. J.J. Nunn.
One and only.
The one and only, and that is a guarantee.
Yes, it is.
Nice to see you back, Gary. And we got a sit-in guest today, so Mr. What should we call him? Crash? I don't know. Mr. James Reed, brother-in-law. Here from Florida.
How y'all doing?
Yeah, former mini stock driver out at the Bullring.
Oh yeah.
Yep. That's right. That's right. And it brings up some good questions. I know when we were racing mini stocks out there, we had a good field out there back in the day in the asphalt mini stocks. I was running the number 27 Toyota Celica, and he was running the number 37
Pontiac.
What was that?
That was a Pontiac Sunbird. The only GM out there.
Get the Iron Duke motor in it, half of a 350, basically.
The 151.
But it brings up a good point. Like, we were racing out there one time. This is one time I remember. And there was a couple guys out there that were really kind of rough drivers and so on. And
oh, come on. They never had rough drivers at the full ring.
Not even in the mini stock.
I was never in that division, so you can't blame me for that.
No, you mean that crowd.
Well, crowd.
Picture the Bombers, but half the car.
That's about it.
I don't condone blocking or helping teammates in this way or not. But James, what happened?
Oh, my gosh. Let me see. I was a lap down, and Mike, he was going for the championship that year, and he was coming around the outside. And I believe we needed to get past this person that was behind me, and my brakes kind of locked up.
It kind of went down sideways and kind of blocked the rest of the field and gave me a pretty significant lead.
Something like that. Speaking of that,
manipulated the race. manipulated the outcome of the race.
Well, exactly. That's what I wanted to bring up. Is you know, that's what posted on Facebook. You know, the Michael Waltrip Racing. What are your thoughts? You know, there's a lot of that things you don't think in the higher end racing happening, but it does. You know, even with the money involved up there in NASCAR, the higher levels, all the way down to mini stocks, and I've seen it in the Bandoleros. So. I don't know if they're coached, but it happens.
We seen that at Trump last weekend.
Yes, we did. We got to see a black flag with the Mr. Robert Smotherman. Wasn't it that last weekend?
Yeah, that was not yet. Not last weekend. The weekend.
Oh, no,
that
was when you guys were out, wasn't it? I don't remember. It was one of those weekends. We actually saw some other blockings from other divisions out there. But any thoughts on that?
It's NASCAR has allowed teams 3 and 4 car teams out there, and Michael Waltrip said straight out, Ty Norris, which is executive vice president Michael Waltrip Racing and has been with Michael Waltrip since the inception of MWR. Michael said that Ty Norris acted on his own. This is what NASCAR is going based on. They can't really prove that Bowyer intentionally spun out, even though Gordon said he was locking up his brakes halfway through the turn and looking for a smoother spin out. But they took Bowyer out of the equation, and they went to Robert Pemberton, who is director of competition out there, and they listened to tapes of conversation, and they felt Ty Norris sending Vickers into the pits for no apparent reason, which Vickers seemed surprised over the radio, okay, that they were going to sacrifice Vickers for Truex.
Right.
Because Truex was out of the point situation until Vickers went into pit to go a lap down. Boyer was solidly in and is still in after the penalties.
Mm-hmm.
It's a team sport. They keep on saying it's a team sport, and Michael Waltrip said Ty Norris acted on his own. And he looked at it, Ty Norris looked at it, either we have one car in the chase or we have two cars in the chase. So he told Vickers to pit to put
Truex
in there. Who benefited after the fines and everything was done? $300,000 fine, one of the largest fines in recent history from NASCAR to Michael Waltrip Racing. 50 points. Who benefits from NASCAR's results is Ryan Newman.
Correct.
Who loses with NASCAR results is Jeff Gordon.
Yeah.
Not a happy camper.
Well,
it's they keep on saying it's a team sport. It's a team sport.
It's not
a team
football.
Sport.
You know, you're not out there. You don't have blockers out there. You don't have. You're not supposed to have cars out there blocking for you and so on. Do you? I mean, come on.
That,
team sports. Team sport drafting.
It's not roller derby.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, when you say team sport, yeah, you got a team. You have a crew team that the faster they are, the pitting strategy. That's part of the team. You know, positioning yourself as a drafting partner and all that, that's part of the team. But is blocking and spinning on intentionally part of the team, strategy? It shouldn't be.
NASCAR says no. So,
you know what I mean? I mean, what do you think personally? You guys are part of a team. JC Motorsports is a team. Is it okay to intentionally, let's say, cause a spin or a caution or something?
Cause
that,
a spin,
that may...
No. Absolutely not. And jeopardize, one, myself.
And other.
And two, fellow racers.
Correct.
Mean, Boyer went around. It was a little close. Dale Jr. was right behind him and dove
close
to the inside. To put others' life in jeopardy, absolutely not.
Well,
absolutely
exactly.
Not.
I don't agree with
to send them
that.
To pit road. Okay, on that type of scale, yes.
You know, I agree with you there, except for the fact that what they said was Vickers significantly slowed down in racing traffic during racing before he came into the pits, as a result of being told to come into the pits. That's also jeopardizing other racers and so on, almost as if, I mean, how many times have you come around somebody and then all of a sudden some guy's going slower than race speed and you're shocked by it? You know, obviously, we have spotters
to,
and stuff
to
like
a
that,
certain extent.
Exactly.
Yes, to a certain extent. Intentionally spinning, wrecking to bring out a yellow? No.
No, and I agree. If you want to pull somebody into the pits anytime you want, I'm all for that also. My opinion is you shouldn't slow, you know, in race traffic, you know, to cause
you're
know,
talking
anybody else.
A lot of money.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Okay. You're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Making
yeah, but
the
ain't
chase.
That all it's about up there in the big
well,
league? Ain't
point.
That
it brings,
all
it,
it's about?
Right. It
yeah.
brings
money.
Up, that brings up a good point. Is it
and,
you know?
And is that
money?
Why? Is that why? Waltrip wanted his two cars in there. Of course, Waltrip's not going to say, "Hey, I said to do it." So,
right, of course it, not.
You know,
yeah, it
you got to have a fall guy.
That's
know?
Right, and it happens to be the crew chief at this point.
You know,
exactly.
I mean, the spotter Ty Norris is the executive vice president,
general
right
manager,
underneath
right.
Michael. They, you don't know. Ty Norris might have been told by Truex's sponsor to say, "Hey, if he don't make the chase,
right,
you're losing your $7 million. Right. You're losing your $5 million sponsorship."
But at the same point,
so you got to figure out how to get this guy in there. Now you're an owner.
Yep.
And and you may lose a $5 million, $7 million check to run that team. Okay. And you're thinking, well, we'll send Vickers in. We'll get Truex.
Right.
So. The big machine is driven by the almighty dollar.
It is.
That's
no matter
it's
how you
all about the dollars up there.
Unfortunately, Michael Waltrip Racing should be grateful just to be in the chase. I mean, they've done excellent with Truex Jr. this year. Along
Boyer.
Alone. Yeah, Clint Boyer alone. He's put together an awesome race team this year that really has him up in the top tier of racing right now. And to pull something like this, not that it's Michael Waltrip making the call, because sometimes yourself, Gary, you don't know what J.J. is going to do, or no. Alex, or whoever raced for you. Sometimes they act on their own.
We don't surprise every weekend from J.J. Believe me.
I'm not going to say I've seen J.J. block for anybody, but I've seen him significantly slow down. No.
Well, even
absolutely
in,
not.
Even in our,
I'm just joking,
you know, as you know, we're in the little league compared to what them guys are.
You don't make the kind of money Michael Waltrip races
well,
makes?
I spend the kind of money Michael Waltrip
exactly,
does.
Yeah. I mean, besides the money, let's clarify something right now. We don't have radios.
Yes.
Right.
We don't even
that's a good point. That's
we don't
point.
Even have race receivers to hear anything from Chad or the flagman.
Well,
okay.
Just a few weeks ago, not a few weeks ago, a couple months ago, I'm not going to mention no names, but there was a driver, saw me coming, and he said, hey, after the race, he came to me and said, hey, I'm sorry. I spun out because I didn't want you to lap me. So he intentionally spun out,
right?
Which I'm okay with. But when the clock is turned, when the door is the other way around, don't come yelling at me because I done something.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm okay with that. If he didn't want to be lapped, I'm okay with that. He didn't benefit from it, but, you know, he...
Did he eventually get lapped? That's
no. No, there was only like four laps left, but... He was going to get lapped, and, you know, he had issues with his car, and that's fine. We all get issues with our cars. And I'm okay with that, you know, he came to me and he said, hey, I intentionally spun out. So,
right. Wow. Yeah, well, NASCAR went after the entire team, not just one. I mean, that's one thing that Jeff Gordon, here Boyer had spun out. He lost 50 points, but he's still an eighth in the chase. Okay,
yep.
And this is what they're pointing at, and NASCAR is saying this was a team effort.
Right.
Okay, that's why they went, NASCAR Hilton went after the entire team.
Correct.
And $300,000 is still a large chunk of change.
Oh, yeah.
That's big money. They made an example of MWR, and they're telling the other teams. I mean, Mike Helton even said, we went through the scenarios of what could happen with the chase.
Right.
Okay. Right. He had discussed a number of scenarios with the multi-team cars, what they can and can't do, because there's always two cars from the big teams seem to be in there. So this was discussed, and it finally, for how many years the chase has been in effect, it's finally proven itself where they had to make sure that the competition was level. And MWR, Michael is the one that got caught.
Yeah, and again, that brings up another good point, is he's the one that got caught. You know, how many times do some of these teams do these different things that they don't get caught? You know, I mean...
Or you don't hear about it.
Right. Correct. I mean, I don't know if the 50 point, what I had read somewhere, that the max point per race that they typically impose on a you know, certain situation. You know, I've also read other guys saying, well, maybe let's say Clint Boyer should have been, you know, put out for the rest of the season or something like that. Also, but. I don't know.
But they didn't believe there was any strong evidence
of
him intentionally spinning.
Right.
Okay, now Ty Norris has been suspended indefinitely.
Correct. And that's a big
okay.
deal. Okay.
And the three crew chiefs are now on probation all the way to December 31st.
Right.
So I believe they attacked every aspect.
Right.
Okay. I mean, Truex has been punished. All right, Vickers hasn't. Truex is not in the chase. And Boyer only lost 50 points, but he's still in the chase.
Yes, he's way.
So,
he's 200 points into the chase. So, he's
so
safe.
Not that Truex was in to begin with. He was on the bubble also with Jeff Gordon.
Right.
So,
for one of the two wild cards.
Right.
Spots.
You know, the points were taken away from Truex, and the points was taken away from Vickers. Vickers wasn't there to begin with. He split the ride with Mark Martin and another driver throughout the season. But all in all, I don't know what else they could have done to Bowyer except say he spun. They could not prove on the radio or video he intentionally spun.
Did you catch the interview after when they interviewed Clint Bowyer asked him about the incident?
No, that I did not catch.
I mean, he was talking in circles and throwing his arms up and it just did not look like he knew what to say. It's funny. You got to watch it. Look for it. I'm sure it's on YouTube or somewhere. But it's funny. It's like almost like a guy giving away that he was lying about everything. You know, just kind of funny. It sucks because I like Clint Bowyer. You know, I like his rivalries with Jeff Gordon and some of these other guys.
Yeah, so. Kevin Harvick.
Yep, exactly.
The Bushes. Yeah. He's the new Mr. Excitement.
It's just funny. You got to look that.
That's because he's always on that 5-hour energy.
Ah, that could.
And
be
on the other, and the other one,
I need some of that.
Yeah.
On the other hand, okay, after the points and everything had been settled, the race, Ryan Newman was out. Then the punishment came from NASCAR. Ryan Newman is now in.
Right.
Okay, but he lost the race.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because he went in and his pit crew failed. If there was no caution, Ryan,
that's right.
You don't know this, but they pitted and Ryan Newman's team failed to get him out. Edwards got out first.
Okay.
But if there was no caution, they were running to the end.
Then they would have won.
Okay.
Well,
you don't know. The possibilities are there that he would have won.
Correct.
But that's Ryan Newman is now in. Yeah. Okay, he was another one on the bubble, but he missed out on winning his second race of the season. So, you know, there's ramifications all over. It could have been a lot worse. It could have been a lot worse with Bowyer spinning. That would have been real ugly if he collected somebody else. So thank goodness nobody got hurt through that.
No, and that's true. So that's always a good thing, safety first, you know. Do you think there should be any kind of limits to how many cars a team should have, or do you know if they have
them? They do.
Four. Is it four? Do you agree in a four-team limit?
Roush had five at one time.
You know, do you
think? And they cut him down.
Yeah, but I think when he had five, he had one listed under Mark Martin to be owned. Mark Martin was the owner of that fifth car.
Okay.
That's how he got, you know, the little loops that they always jump around. The fifth car was owned by Mark Martin.
What is it with racers? Kind of find all the loopholes to get around crap.
The gray area.
I'm looking for the gray
area. You gotta look for the gray area. And it's not, what do they say? It's not cheating until you get caught.
That's right. You know, Richard Petty once said, if I get caught 20 of the 40 things I have wrong, doing good.
Yep. So, right.
To me, one of the best at that is probably Jimmy Johnson and Canales.
Oh, man. It always seems it comes at Daytona. They throw everything at that car to see what they can get through at Daytona. He always manages to get him suspended, the Canales suspended for a couple races the beginning of the season.
Well, and if you notice, once he's in the chase, it's locked in. Look at what happens to him the last two or three races going into the chase once he's got it locked in. He's either in the back, blowing up a motor, or, you know they're pushing that car to the limits to test it before the chase coming up. Speaking of the chase, that is this weekend.
You're right. Yep.
It starts this weekend.
Chicagoland, I believe, is the first race in the chase. But look at that team. They're always pushing the limits coming up into the chase, and they know what they're doing. It's just amazing. What are your thoughts, James?
I'm curious. What do you think about this?
We haven't been racing for a little while, but...
I just started watching the NASCAR again. And I know about the Jimmy Johnson thing. Just came out of Florida, and I've been to Daytona a couple times, and that's what seems to happen every year. About this fine, NASCAR does have a lot of money circulating in it, and I just don't think $300,000 is enough for a fine on a racing team. that is true about what has happened.
But I guess, you know, I have to compare what the payouts are also, you know, that let's say per race, you know, I don't know what they get paid. I know it's a lot of money. What's the ratio for $300,000 to what the benefits are? You know, I'm sure it's up in the, obviously in the million, what let's say Michael Waltrip Racing gets if they win or get a top five or whatever in these races.
I break it down to three teams, $100,000 each. That's the way I look at it. $100,000 for each team.
And that's kind of a drop in the bucket with some of them guys, you know?
I don't know. Hey, $300,000 is $300,000.
Well, it is. It's a lot of money, but, you know, you ask Donald Trump, you know, is $300,000 a lot of money? He probably carries that in his wallet.
You know?
Michael Waltrip probably tells his guys, well, we're not going to dinner for the next 2 weeks.
Exactly.
Don't worry about it.
Well,
guys.
You know, it put it on a local race level. You find me $30, like Gary says.
We ain't going to dinner tonight.
Yeah, I guess that's a good
okay.
Comparison.
You know, I mean, Chad comes out with a $300 fine. All
right.
You know, I mean, guess
that's
what?
True.
We ain't coming down for a race, two races.
Yeah, but
you know?
on the other hand, them guys spending $100,000 for them race cars is like us spending $100 on our race car.
Yeah, that's
you
well, that's
and
what
I wish I could
you know.
Find a bomber
I'm trying
for
to
$100.
You know, that's what I'm trying to equate. You know, is it a $30? You know, I mean, okay, we don't eat dinner, $300. You know, we can't buy now three tires.
Yeah.
So for us, you know, I mean, well, 2¾ of a tire, I mean, it takes $500 for us to put a set of tires on now. Yeah. And that's not the rim.
Exactly. Right.
That's
right.
Just the rubber.
You know, that's
rubber,
just the tires.
Yeah. And that's if we don't want a backup. That's just the four,
you know,
on the car.
12 years ago, it cost us $350 for a set of these same tires that we're running today.
Right. And of course, if you don't know what type of cars these guys race, you know, JJ and Gary with JC Motorsports, the Bomber Division, which run a DOT street legal tire. And of course, there's a lot of variations of a good street legal tire. But if you're running asphalt, that number goes up there also. It's between $400 and $500, sometimes $600 for
easy
a set of tires.
Easy. We used to go through two sets of tires out at the bullring. Some guys, three.
Exactly.
You know, we'd run them on the rights and then flip them around and put them on the lefts and put two new sets on the rights. You know, dirt racing, we're getting away with an entire season, 23 races on one set of tires, provided we don't cut them or get in an accident or anything.
Yeah.
You know.
Provided nobody hits them or, you know.
Or if Alex gets in, they just go flat.
Yeah.
You know.
All by themselves.
I mean, that was a gremlin that we had, you know, from some old tires. We haven't had any issues this year. So, you know, there is a difference with that from pavement to dirt. You know, it's a heck of a lot cost effective unless you want to run, you know, steel treads like we were out there at the bull ring at the end of the season, you know, just spinning our wheels and hoping they don't blow.
Right.
But the fine, you know, who knows? Michael Waltrip and multi-million dollar racing operation, $300,000, they say it's one of the largest to date. And they're going to make it sick. They're sending a message to the rest of the multi-car teams that you're not going to do this anymore.
Right.
And it may be worse.
And I think looking at it is that's the big picture. Is NASCAR is saying, look, guys, you guys can have all the teams you want, but we're not going to stand for this setting it all up type deal. So,
right.
And that's what NASCAR. I bet you that's why it's so. The penalty is so stiff is because they're making an example out of them.
And maybe and they should, I guess, because you want to prevent this from happening again, or at least blatantly from happening again, from what I see.
Well, since the chase has been incepted, it hasn't happened.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. So here it is. I mean, a little bit
waters,
obvious.
But,
yeah.
You know, and that's what they did. They got caught. You know, I guess as Gary, he's like the Michael Waltrip of JC Motorsports. As long as JJ's buying dinner, everything's fine.
Yeah. You know, Gary would be, you know, funny you say that. Gary would be the first one to fight for me if I got fined.
Right.
Okay, he'd be after the promoter big time because he knows that's dinner money.
Oh,
okay.
Exactly right.
If you take money out of JJ's pocket, I'm not eating.
Yeah, he goes, right, that's pretty damn important.
That's right. Maybe I'll get the promoter to buy me dinner.
Hey, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and when we get back, we'll talk some more about...
On the other side of the break, I want to talk about my weekend that I just had.
Okay, sounds good. We're going to talk
about
it.
Stay tuned for that. We're going to go to break.
About the weekend. It'll be a quick break.
BomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, the BomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen!
The sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports.
So don't miss the action.
We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers, too. So join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at onwheelsnow.com.
Pahrump Valley Speedway. Where? I said Pahrump Valley Speedway, your local dirt track. Take the kids or just get out of town for a night of exciting dirt track action. This quarter-mile diamond in the desert is just over the hump in Pahrump, the place to be on Saturday night with mini stocks, IMCA mods, cam coupes, and more. There's something for everybody at PahrumpValleySpeedway.com.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Welcome back to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. You can find more information about racing, local racing, at www.thebombernation.com. You can go to keep up with us every Tuesday live here at onwheelsnow.com, and we're just racers talking about racing, typically local racing, but when there's big news in NASCAR or somewhere, we got to talk about it. But before the break, we were talking a little bit about NASCAR adventures, but we're going to get back a little bit more local racing. Gary had mentioned something about some weekend adventures, so.
Yes. As most everybody knows, this past week, or I'm sorry, the week ago Monday, my brother passed away. On Saturday, we had the funeral for him. I had my older brother in town from Virginia, which has been there a week with us. And so after all the services and everything for my brother, we're all sitting around the kitchen table talking about old times, and I was like, hey, let's find a race, or let's go do something, you know? So we're all standing around. Thanks to JJ, he came over to he went to California for the services. Alex and his mom and my daughter from Pahrump. But so we decided to go to Paris.
Wow, Paris. And
Paris, yes.
Paris, California, hey, okay.
Paris Auto Speedway.
Yes. All they were having was a Night of Destruction number 3.
Oh.
All it was figure eight racing, trailer figure eight racing.
Oh, wow.
And they had a demo cross.
Interesting, cool.
Now, they had, 6 or 8 cars in the figure eight trailer race. They had, 12 cars in the figure eight race. And then they had this,
Democross.
Democross.
What's the Democross?
I like the Democross. The
Democross, in case you don't know, the Democross is you go around the track, and anything goes. You can hit the car in front of you. You can hit the car to the side of you. You can hit anything but the driver door. If you're going into turn one and I'm behind you, I can hit you and knock you out of the way and continue on, or vice versa, or it's pretty much anything goes.
I mean,
it's a rolling demo derby.
But going into it, you know what's going on. It's no secret that you can get hit at any second of the time.
That's my kind of racing right there. Yeah.
Well, that's what he drives anyway.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah. Well, so
they take it to the next level.
Yes.
Tell them what's out on the track, Gary.
Hold on. Okay. So they call. Let me back up here. They had a fan race.
Spectator racing.
Spectator really? Race. I'm sorry.
They got them out of the parking lot and bring your own car?
Exactly. No. That's exactly what it is.
No way.
Are you serious?
Oh, I was just
swear
joking.
To God. You can you can line up. You got to sign a waiver. Mm-hmm. You line up and you take your street car.
Wow.
And go out there.
I don't know if I like that.
There was
love that.
There was a Chevy Nova out there. And everybody knows I don't like Chevy period.
Mr. Ford.
But this thing was hauling ass.
Wow.
And it came all the way down and for its last time to go out to race, it wouldn't start.
Oh, wow.
The guy gets on, they're interviewing him after the race is all over, and he said, I hope we can figure out what's wrong with it because we have to drive it back to San Diego tonight.
Oh, oh my God.
That is funny.
So it literally was, a matter of fact,
no kidding.
The guy that finished third, he got a third place trophy.
So to run what you brung.
He said in his interview, because they interviewed the top three, he said in his interview, I got to thank Enterprise Rental Car for letting me have this car.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It was a 2013 Hyundai.
Oh, that's
and he
good.
Was out there driving it on this track that he finished third.
I guess.
So it is whatever you bring out. And let me tell you, before we go any further,
16 cars.
Wow.
Yes. I did anything and everything I could to keep Jay's dually in the parking lot.
That is
funny. I was going, man. He wouldn't let me go. I was going.
Hey, maybe that brings up a good race for us. We'll all go out and rent cars, like eight different cars, and we'll all take them out.
That's there. What we said. The
we
next time we go.
We've
that
discussed
funny.
It.
Hey, great minds think
we discussed it, and we said, we're going to go to Enterprise Rent-A-Car, take the insurance, rent it, and, hey, go run it.
They can't prove it was unless somebody brings a video.
That's right.
They had lined up 16
that
spectator races. Okay. One started at the front stretch, white line there, and the other one started on the back stretch.
Wow.
And it was the fastest two laps, and they were timed.
That is funny.
And they would throw the green flag at the same time, and they would race until the white stripe, two laps, and then the loser went home. The winner moved on. Okay, now out of 16 cars, I bet I could have beat at least five of them with my dually. Yeah.
That is funny.
They even had one of those Baja bugs that has no roof on it. It's
and
all fiberglass.
There.
A dune buggy. There you go.
And yep. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, Gary's like, you know, your $20,000 truck. $20,000, what are you, crazy? How are you going to get home? What are you going
right.
to do? Well, I'll tell you, I didn't,
very
I thought
first,
I was crazy with
the
my $20,000.
That's funny.
A $40,000 Cadillac Escalade
no
was out there,
the
man.
The first car out.
Wow.
Nice.
I said, get out of here.
And I brought an Escalade out
there. Full coverage insurance. Yeah. Got to have it.
As long as it's insured and registered, we had Saturns, Hyundais, Toyotas,
wow.
Cadillacs, Fifth Avenues.
That is funny.
Dune buggies, a Chevy pickup truck, a Ford Ranger.
Nope.
Oh, you
it
name
was,
it.
Oh, it was
that
it was
funny.
Pretty much
that's
like
cool.
Right out of the parking lot. You take
I was
your
only
car
joking
back
when
there.
I said
no,
that.
It was
realistically that's what happened.
Yep.
Yeah.
$25 bucks, license, registered, insured, sign up in the back.
And what was the prize pit. Again?
$400 to win.
Yep. Now.
And then you won that $400, and then you had to go against super stock.
What they call the redneck. Yes. Redneck Racing. Okay.
Hmm.
And they had a super stock. They actually had two of them out there. And you would win another $400 if you beat that super stock.
Wow. Same style.
Same exact. Matter of fact, cars, they had two super stocks out there. And they had five laps. And the winner out of that raced against the stock car.
Oh,
that
interesting. Wow.
And the winner out of that ended up racing against a Hyundai, one of those little Hyundai Sonatas or whatever they are. Yeah,
wow.
Wasn't it a
wow.
Sonata?
Yeah, something, I don't know. It was
a 2010 car.
They didn't have to race in a demo derby.
So they get all them cars cleaned up, and out comes the tractor. On the front stretch at what would be the front the start-finish line.
Now they're setting up for
the Democross.
Democross.
Yes. Okay.
They're setting up the track for the Democross.
First off, they put boats in the middle of the turns on between 1 and 2 and 3 and 4.
Wow.
I mean boats. Big boats.
Real.
Big boats.
Yeah, four big boats and two jet skis.
Yes.
Don't forget the jet skis.
Jet skis. Then, as a lot of people know, in the turns here in Pahrump, they got those big, big tractor tires. They set four of them in like a diamond shape.
Hmm.
They put two next to each other and then two in the center of the track a ways off.
Wow.
And they had to go around those tires, and they're all at the start-finish line.
That's
and
funny.
I was like, man, there's not even going to be the last 10 cars make it through, but they all made it through on the start.
What are the boats?
So, the boats was you just got to miss them while you're
obstacles. These were obstacles.
Obstacles. Okay.
Yeah, while you're up in while you're up in the turn,
mm-hmm.
you got to miss.
Go around them. And,
yeah.
Jet skis. Wow.
They had a total of 24 cars.
Holy moly.
And two motorhomes.
Oh.
Full-blown motorhome.
No kidding.
Racing.
Yes.
Yes.
Awesome.
Full-blown motorhomes.
Okay. Stripped to the hilt.
Yeah, they're stripped,
right.
But
you know,
they look just like a motorhome going down the road. I mean, it was
two motorhomes, El Camino, one station wagon, and a Ford pickup.
Yes.
Racing. Oh, and what was that little Nissan Sentra.
Yes, little cars.
I'm like, what are you kidding me? One of these motorhomes just roll over?
Oh,
it's going to flatten this Nissan Sentra. If you wanted to run the Democross, bring what you want.
Yep.
Wow.
There was a car out there that ran in the trailer race. It literally had from the rear window, the rear wheels, gone. Everything was gone.
Wow.
And a piece of steel was welded to what was left back there. And it was almost touching the rear end. I mean, that's how, I don't even know what kind of car.
And there was another car out there that had built a cow plow.
Oh, yes.
If you don't know what a cow plow is, that sits on the front of locomotives.
Right.
Okay, he built the cow plow.
Wow.
So anything that he was getting into was getting scooped up and flipped over and pushed aside.
They must have an ironclad waiver out there. I need to get a copy of that for any events we want to do in the future.
So then, five laps into the race, and let me tell you, they got spread out, and they got spread out fast. You couldn't keep up with everything going on the track.
There was accidents all over the place.
Oh, everywhere. And everywhere. People.
Just to go back a little, in the heat race.
Yes.
Okay. In the heat race, it was orange number 55, like going into turn three, went up the K rail and flipped over.
Oh, no kidding! Actually, had a
so that these guys were for real. Okay,
wow.
this was no, you know, oh, we're just gonna push each other around.
Right.
This was in the heat race; they meant business.
Hey.
And in his interview, going back a little bit, as Jay said, in his interview. He said, I just got chopped off, hit the wall, and flipped over. And then he came out. I don't know what happened, but he came out for the figure eight race, that same car.
Yep, they got it.
Then
they
sent him back. I don't know what that was about, but then he came out for the demo cross as well.
No kidding. That sounds pretty.
It was wild.
Going into five laps into a 20-lap race, somebody cut down on going into turn one. A car cut down on that on one of the motorhomes. He hit the K rail, and it rolled.
Oh,
one of them motorhomes.
No kidding.
And it don't have no roof on
support,
it. No steel for a roll cage. And it just pretty much disintegrated.
Wow.
And before it can finish falling, just one big burst of it blew up. Like
Holy
what you
moly.
Would see in a movie.
Wow.
Kaboom.
How about the driver? Was he protected in any way? Or
Last I heard on Sunday, the driver's in an induced coma the hospital.
Oh,
so
I'm sorry to hear that.
He got pretty hurt.
Oh.
Matter of fact, they called the race after five laps.
No, that's
because he had to go to the
emergency.
Yeah. They took him by ambulance, and of course they have to have an ambulance there. So.
Wow.
That's
why we don't race motorhomes ourselves.
Like I tell Jay, you don't ever want to see a driver get hurt because I've been on
that
side and this side. So, but what you do every time you get in that car.
Yep.
In his case, in the motorhome. So,
exactly.
Everybody was excited to see that. And before in the heat race, he was getting that thing sideways going through the corners.
Wow.
He was driving that big old thing through the, 26 foot?
Yeah, it was a 26 foot.
Yeah.
And the other one was a 34 footer.
Yeah.
Wow.
The first, the one that rolled, he was getting that thing coming off turn two sideways. And I was like, holy smokes.
That is crazy. I hope everybody's okay. And I'm sure they'll pull out of it. It's unfortunate.
It's basically burns and smoke and inhalation. So,
Yeah. Hopefully he comes out of it.
Wow.
I'm sure they're going to visit the rules on motorhomes and safety rules. Wasn't oil, wasn't power steering fluid. It was the gas tank as quick as he hit the K-rail, the truck, the mobile home exploded.
Right.
It just exploded.
From where I was sitting, you could see him crawling out on fire. So he was.
Oh wow!
He was rolling around on the ground, and they were hitting him with the extinguisher.
The whole thing was engulfed. That they brought the water truck over that waters the track. Okay, to put it out.
No kidding.
That's how bad the gas just flew all over this.
And before this, I was with my oldest brother from Virginia, and I was like, hey, Harry, you ever see anything like this? He said, heck no, man, this is going to be exciting. I said, well, don't feel bad, either have I.
Right.
I've never seen obstacles in the track for a demo cross. I've seen the jump.
We did the demo cross in 2009 out at San Diego where they put tabletops in, and you would launch your car. All right, full size cars, but never tractor tires. Those ones that stand 8 foot high.
Right.
The ones that you can actually, a 4 foot person can stand in the hub.
Right.
And they had four of those in the front, right at the start line. They had another one out in turn one, another one out in turn three, and you hit these things. Chad's got
it's like a
couple
barrier.
Down.
Right.
Yeah. Chad's got a couple down in Perump. You hit these things, head on, you're done.
They don't
give.
Yeah. No,
they don't move.
They don't move. One of them's filled up with dirt, isn't it? The one in turn one?
Yeah.
Turn two, it's filled up with dirt. You hit this thing, you better know somebody with a frame straightener. Okay.
Wow.
And a good chiropractor.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
I hope you come out of that.
And the tractor is lugging along trying to push these things out of the infield. And into the track. And these tires came out of the infield because that's what set up the figure eight track.
Yes.
These guys are racing around these in the figure eight track. So it was, Well, sad to see something like that happen, but I'll tell you, Paris put on a heck of a show. I'm estimating 55,000-6,000 people there.
Wow.
They were jammed in the front stretch.
Yep.
No kidding.
And turn one, all the way in turn one, and all the way around to turn four.
No kidding.
These fans were full.
Just to remind you, this was only a night of destruction. They had no race cars,
but the special event, basically.
Yeah, and those two were on display as you walked in.
Wow.
And then they put them out on the track. But I was shocked at how many people. And let me tell you, they were elbow to elbow. It wasn't like there was gaps. It was packed.
It was a good promotion.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. And it's good to see entertainment value to bring people to the racetrack.
And this was their third one this year. They still have another one coming up on October. You can go to ParisAutoSpeedway.com, and you can actually register your spectator vehicle in advance and get out there. Okay, and run your car or your Doom buggy
or your
pickup or your
dually
or your $40,000 Escalade.
Hey, Gary, can I borrow your car? I got to go to Cal
in October. I was like, I want to get out there. You know, Gary, you know, it's a $20,000 truck. You got to get home. And I'm like, okay, talk me out of it. Then here's this guy with a $40,000 Escalade.
I
would have kicked his ass in my dually.
And again, that was the first car out.
That is so funny.
So,
well, let's talk more on the same level. You guys have a race coming up this weekend, correct?
Yep.
Out at Pump Valley Speedway. You can also go to PumpValleySpeedway.com, or TheBomberNation.com to find out more information. Both you guys going to be racing it this weekend? Yes, maybe. Should I even mention anything? Okay.
Yes.
As far as we know, we will be there. Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah. I missed one, and it wasn't pleasurable, but I will not miss more this year.
I go where he goes.
Yep. So, hey, we'll see. I don't know. They got a race out of LVMS this weekend, too. So.
I know where Michael's going.
We went last weekend. Let me tell you that.
Where?
LVMS. And we went to Crump when you guys weren't there too.
How'd you like those new announcers?
Oh my god, LVMS. I didn't say anything to James, and he even commented on how terrible the announcers were out there.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Scotty Gaffarini. He finally
won.
I wanted to bring that up. It was two shows ago. I said he hasn't won yet. But Scotty is always a threat.
Yep.
The wizard is always there laying in wait. You never know when he's going to pull one of these off. And
he finally put it together.
Yeah. Congratulations to Scotty the Wizard Gaffarini.
Yeah, that was
his first win this year.
His 50th win in that car.
Yep, and that car is for sale, by the way.
It is for sale.
Oh, man, you shouldn't have said it was for sale in front of Michael. It's probably going to end up in his garage.
Nope. Hey, Robert Smotherman was out there in a Super Stock.
Yep, that's his Super Stock.
Is it his? Okay, I didn't know if he ran it.
That's the same one that Thane Alderman ran a few years ago in the Open Comp Show.
That thing's fast, by the way.
Last year or the year before, Thane Alderman, two years ago. He drove it from last to second, Thane Alderman did.
And I'm sorry to say this, Robert, but it's not dirt. You're racing out there. You need to get control of your car.
Look a little loose.
Throw that out there.
Yeah,
he's driving in deep and high and low and into people, and it just wasn't a pretty sight.
Into people.
Not a pretty sight, but, you know, it's good to see another car out there. The car counts, you know, obviously in most tracks have diminished. Same thing out at Crump this last race. There's not very many cars, but some of that was due to
bad weather.
Yeah. You know, they had the ice, the 160 closed one way, and I think that affected it quite a bit also, but...
You seem to be running into roads closed. What was it, last week you were down in Pahrump and it had it closed there? And
I can't get anywhere. So,
but I'm proud to say the entire weekend I had no secure... Oh, no, I can't say that. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
That's right. I can't say that. It was one waiting outside my hotel room at 3 o'clock in the morning.
You mentioned that, right?
Yep. Okay, but I could go through an entire weekend with no security.
Speaking of racing, a lot of racing going on... You know, again, if you want to be at Crump Valley Speedway this weekend, watch some Bomber racing. They also have all their other divisions running out there. It's just a short drive out to Crump Valley Speedway. Of course, they've got the Coupes the mini, modifieds, hobby stocks, all kinds of stuff racing out there. I don't know which divisions they have off this week, if any, but
we only have about seven races left in the season
for Pahrump Valley.
Yes.
Real quick though, this month they have a lot of races, more races this month than they do
yes.
on normal.
We race the 14th. We race
okay,
the 14th coming up
Saturday.
This weekend. Then we take a weekend off, and then we go to Friday night, the 27th. We race for the Fall Fest, and the 28th.
What do they call it, the Fall Fest, Harvest Fest?
I believe it's the Fall Fest.
Okay.
Fall
so it's a two nights of racing, Friday night, the 27th, Saturday night, the 28th.
Yes.
And you guys usually have a race on both nights.
Yep. We race both nights.
Okay, and you're going to have possibly a jumper out there.
Yep, we will have a jumper for the kids in the stands.
Compliments of thebombernation.com and
onwheelsnow.com.
We'll go ahead and say that.
And it's free for the kids to jump.
JJ, you're not allowed in there.
No.
If you do, you got to take your shoes off. No other kids can be in there.
I don't know if you can make it through the door.
All right.
Anyways, yes. We will have a jumper out there for the kids. And after the races, anybody that wants to come to my pits and buy me a beer, we're partying out there like
partying
we do every year.
Now you guys usually stay out there Friday night.
Yeah, we won't be staying out there this weekend. I'm sorry, we won't be staying out there this year.
Okay.
My daughter lives in town, so we'll be staying over there. We don't have to buy a hotel room or tents or nothing
right.
this time.
Oh,
but it will be the first time in 5 years.
Yeah.
5 years that we have not stayed out there.
But you will be in Pahrump, so
yes.
that kind of accounts also.
Yes.
So that's 27th, 28th of this month. But don't forget this weekend, Pahrump Valley Speedway. You can go to thebombernation.com or pahrumpvalleyspeedway.com and look up what divisions you want to go watch. They're going to be racing out there. If you happen to be in town, you can go to LVMS. They're going to be having the Keith Stanza candy toss. Like they do every year and have for quite a few years now. A lot of dirt track racing all over coming up also. Orange Show. I know Gary's been there, watched the asphalt track that they lay dirt on. He got to watch him race. They've got a race coming up this weekend also, the 14th, out at Orange Show. As long as it doesn't get canceled, as far as I know, they haven't canceled that yet. You can go to dirtentertainment.com to find out more on that. For Orange Show dirt track racing out in California. So
I recommend going to Pahrump.
Pahrump, hey, that's the place to be.
Yes.
Place to be.
We'll be back.
You guys will be back, so, but.
Yep, we'll be back. Looking forward to that. And for the 65 and 33.
You know, that's one thing that that was missing out there. The kids run up to the fence. I think they're looking for you guys, and. You guys weren't there. Nothing, no surprises out of the trunks of your cars. What do you guys usually do out there for when you guys get a first place finish out there?
Oh, what do we got stashed this week going? What do we got?
We got all. Hey, I
we
do know we got some
stuff.
Trucks from Toys for Smiles.
We got some rulers that we'll sign.
For
we got
kids,
some steering wheel covers. We got some flashlights. We never know.
No.
We usually put it together before we go.
Okay.
You know. We usually sign this stuff in advance, and we pick out a dozen worth of stuff, different stuff, and throw them in the trunk of the car and then give it out, usually.
If you haven't been to Pahrump, take the kids out there. What happens is Gary or JJ or both, when they get a 1-2 finish or even a first-place finish, they stop at the start-finish line, and they open up their trunks of their bomber cars, and kids line up, and they'll hand out some toys for some of the kids out there that they sign themselves, and all different types of toys.
Yeah, and it's only if one of us wins.
Right, so. And that's only if one of them wins. So you want to be rooting for these guys. If you have kids out there, maybe you can push these guys to get a win for your kids.
I'd like to say real quick, we got a new listener out there, Baba Jar. Thanks a lot for tuning in tonight. He's one of my residents, and
cool.
He heard the show last week. Didn't have a chance to say anything, but Bob, welcome on board to onwheelsnow.com.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to
Thank
the show,
you.
Bob.
Yeah, definitely. We like many listeners as we can get. and we'll do what we can for you. We're going to be having some call-ins available in the next show or two. We're going to have some giveaways. We can find out what Gary can give away. We'll have him pick something out of his house.
Don't
give
him that. He's looking to give my. He's looking to give me away.
Oh, okay. Well,
hey,
he'll be giving something away.
I gotta say, JJ's off the market, but Tim is on the market.
Hey,
we'll
have a Tim giveaway. Maybe.
We'll have to pay you. Give Tim away. I'll pay you to take Tim at this point in time.
So keep in tune to On Wheels Now at onwheelsnow.com.
I love
Tuesday
you, Tim.
At 6 p.m. Somebody loves you.
Hey, maybe it's going to be a two-for-one deal here shortly.
My car's running. It's fixed. It's on the trailer. I ain't ready to get rid of Tim yet.
JC Motorsports, one car team.
Yes.
No. So sponsors, you guys have something you guys like to talk about?
Maybe it's going to be the J and T show here shortly.
Watch out.
Well, I'd like to thank Reliable Banner, Mike over there. Appreciate everything that you do. Anthony at Campout. All your trailer needs, whatever you need out there. You know, you're looking for a small trailer, large trailer.
Nevada. There you go.
Some, whatchamacallit, camper boxes, toolboxes, tires for your trailer. They got them. Head on up there. Steve.
Nevada Pick Apart, definitely.
Can't thank Steve enough for what he does for all the races out there. D&N Equipment, Dale and Nick at D&N Equipment, taking care of our tires.
Speaking of D&N, I was in the bank today, and everybody knows I've been gone for almost 2 weeks. And come out of the bank. And
you got money?
Does that money go in?
You got money
coming out? I want to know.
When are you in the bank?
And who's standing
there? Did you
there?
Have a mask on?
Yes.
Yeah, race buddy. That's how you guys can race this weekend.
I happened to run across Dale from D&N Equipment today, and it's not very often we run into each other. Cool. So.
If you don't know what D&N Equipment is, they don't just sell equipment. They actually fix and sell used, like, tire equipment, shop equipment. If you're looking for
lifts. Yep. Lifts. He's got a couple used ones for sale right now.
I was talking to James about putting a lift at my house. Some point, so visit D&N.
I think we're going to have to move all the cars up there. If he's
I don't have
any room.
So I'm trying to stack them.
Yeah, that way
you
can move one up and put one underneath it.
We just got them all on this side of town. Bring them
all
back.
The way back.
Hey, we have them all over town, pal. Believe me.
And the more cars we get, the more we need a Steve at Nevada Pick Apart. If you have any parts, whether it's for race cars or your normal everyday car, you can get your parts out there. They also sell new parts. They have a new parts sales out there also. If you go ahead and go to Camp Out and buy a trailer or something like that, and you need your trailer wired up or anything like that, or your car wired up for your trailer, you want to see Gary's trailer, what would I call it, trailer repair?
Hitches.
And hitches. Gary's trailer
repair
and hitches.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a coaching subject now. So.
Is there a number you can throw out there?
702-221-7115.
And that's 24/7, by the way. Call him. I encourage you to call at midnight.
And speaking of that,
I never got that number.
Hey,
he never gave me that number.
I just saw it in the back of the truck walking the door.
Hey, it has been humid out there.
Yes.
So if anybody needs their air conditioner fixed,
my God.
I recommend calling Michael at 3 o'clock in the morning.
We get those, by the way.
That's good. I'm glad to hear it. And I hope they say I heard it on the radio show.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, man. If they do, I'll send them your
If you
your
do, if you call at 3 in the morning, Michael will give you $100 off his service.
And what's that number, Gary?
Glad I don't have a business. I am glad I don't have a business.
I'll hand you some Pahrump Valley Speedway tickets. That'll be the best I can do.
Yeah.
But anyways, speaking of that, we're going to be having some Pahrump Valley Speedway to give out once we get the call-in situation going and all that. But
we're working on that. So.
Yep. That's it. We'll see you next Tuesday at, not yet. 10 seconds. I can't.
Give him a high five.
Thank you, and have a good night.
See you next
Thanks for listening,
PM.
Guys.
PM.
Thanks.
Good night.